to feel the nobody is giving them a prayer. We want to intercede for them and pray for them and lift them up constantly before our Lord. It's lonesome over there, even though there are thousands about. Earnestly pray for them. Let's pray in this final prayer for the 150 Southern Baptist chaplains that are serving in the Gulf region. Let us pray that the Lord Jesus Christ will become increasingly real to the many, many service people that are there. There is virtually a revival sweeping through our troops. I think some of you are aware of that. And virtually multitudes are coming to faith in Christ, and our Southern Baptist chaplains are baptizing them by the hundreds. Let's pray for the continuing move of the Holy Spirit in that regard and in that respect. And just trust that God will touch the life of Saddam Hussein. He can be brought to Christ. And we're to love our enemies and pray for those that despitefully use us. Let's pray for the suffering on that side of the border as well. So in this closing prayer, we come to intercede for those specific needs. And Ken Kuhn is going to lead us in this, which will be our closing, concluding prayer.
Let's pray. Lord, you look out onto a world that is filled with anxiety, confusion, despair, to people who feel as if we are living in a time of hopelessness and helplessness. And Lord, we know that your heart breaks. Just as your son who looked out over a city and his heart broke and he cried. And Lord, we know that you weep for us today, for a world that's lost, for people who are crushed by the weight of sin, for people whose lives seem empty. But Lord, we know that you are a God of refuge, that you're a God of strength, and we claim you today as our refuge. We claim you as our hope, even in the face of hopelessness. And Lord, we lift up our men and women in the Middle East and all the countries involved, even those who we would claim as our enemies. Lord, we lift them up to you right now. And Lord, I pray a supernatural intervention by the hand of God, that you would intervene and change lives and transform hearts, that you would transform soldiers, that you would transform entire countries, and that our eyes would turn to you. Because, Lord, we realize that we truly are helpless to do anything in and of ourselves. But, Lord, we know that you are capable. And Lord, we claim the scripture right now that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Lord, help us to be peacemakers in a world of war. Lord, we also think about our own lives today, and we realize that even though you're looking out over the world, you are also a personal God, and you're concerned about our own individual needs. As minute as they may seem in the face of world conflict, we know that you care for each and every one of us as individuals. And Lord, we pray that you would reign peace in our lives and fill our hearts with your love. Lord, we lift up this prayer because we know that you are the Prince of Peace, the mighty God, the everlasting Father. And we pray that you would reign today in our lives and in the world. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Now let us go forth as prayer warriors to the honor of Christ. God bless you.